broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much news the networks refuse to use, it's hard to even focus on it all. This is the broadcast for the 23rd. It's hour one of two. And I'm telling you right now, we need to promote God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property like never before. We'll talk about it. We spent 2 hours talking about racism yesterday. And what's interesting is Barack wants to control the whole narrative of America and just force us all to talk about racism all the time. The problem is, even though we don't want Barack to control the narrative for most of our discussions, how do you avoid it? We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. But first, a recap of not yesterday's, but Friday's broadcast. We didn't even have time for Friday's recap because we were too busy yesterday talking about racism and how they're attacking every one of us and calling us a racist, but it's them that are racists, and I'll prove it as the broadcast unfolds today. All right, on Friday we talked about Dylan Roof. He could not even legally carry a firearm, ladies and gentlemen. Rather than talking about this fact that this guy's a criminal, the fact that this guy's a thug on drugs, the fact that he violated multiple laws, they're talking about trying to take away your guns, rather than the fact that he never even had a right to have a gun because he was a felon anyway. Okay? They talk about Dixie's flag falls again. The Supreme Court says Texas can reject offensive license plate designs. The flag being taken down everywhere. You say, Sam, it's not the American flag. Well, it's the Confederate flag. It's part of America. It's a belief system in states' rights. Many people say, oh, no, your intent is slavery. You're evil. You hate black people. No, not true at all. The U.S. House passes standalone fast-track bill giving President Barack Hussein more trade authority in TPP talks. So they spent forever talking about how evil Barack was, how we got to elect Republicans to stop him, and they carte blanche give him every authority under the sun. They even piecemeal it to make sure that he gets it, folks. America recovers from its great baby recession. That is one piece of good news in a sea of turmoil, that Americans believe the children are a blessing, and more Americans are having children. I love that. We talked about the Gang of America. Yeah, nude lesbians are cohorting on TV in a sinful TV commercial. 1 million moms are mad at Chobani, saying, hey, they should be ashamed of themselves for airing a perverted yogurt ad. Rand Paul says blow up the tax code and start over, but he wants to promote an unconstitutional flat tax. Rand Paul to unveil a plan to replace the IRS tax code with what he calls a fair and a flat tax. A direct tax on the people is not very fair. It violates the Constitution, Mr. Rand. Senator Paul wrote that the current U.S. tax code has grown so corrupt, so complicated, intrusive, and anti-growth that he's concluded the system is not even fixable. Well, he's right on that score. Which wrong road should we travel down next? Sam Bushman wisely asks on Friday's first hour. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. It's still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. The second hour, we had our guest on Scott Bradley, to preservethenation.com on Friday. I give 10% of my money to God by my free will. Why should I be forced to give more to an unconstitutional government? See, Rand Paul wants me to give 14.5% of my business and my personal money to government, and he calls that fair. It's a direct abuse of tax, Rand. Just because you file your income tax on a postcard, you think that simplifies the tax code? What if it simply says on the postcard, hey, how much money did you make, Sam? Then I put the number, and then it says, hey, send in the amount you just wrote. That'd be a postcard, wouldn't it? Scott Bradley wisely pointed out. Agent Orange victims in the Air Force and the Reserves are now eligible for compensation. Agent Orange, they're finally admitting how big of a problem it is. What, 50-plus years later? Sad to say, most of the men are dead. Or have been suffering for so long. McDonald's is going to close 700 locations as global sales melt down. Scott Walker moves towards candidacy with a, quote, fundraising arm. All right. Do you want Scott to even run? Texas to repatriate $1 billion in gold from the Federal Reserve to a new, quote, state depository. Is that good news? Well, if they could actually get their hands on the gold, it would be great news. Can they really? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. Male teen has consensual sex with female teen. He gets 25 years as sex offender. The girl said he did nothing wrong and asked the prosecutor to drop it. The parents of the girl said they both did something wrong, but 25 years is crazy. The girl lied and said she was older. He didn't know. He didn't, I guess, card her like he was, you know, if he was at a bar or purchasing cigarettes or something. Is it a horrible tragedy? Yes. Should they have been involved sexually? No. If you keep the commandments of God, this would have never happened. Nevertheless, is it too harsh of a penalty? Oh, yes. 11-year-old boy played in his yard. I guess the CPS, that's the government, took him. Felony charge for parents. Yeah, the parents lost their kid over nothing. It's happening with all too increasing frequencies, folks. The government's deciding the kids are not yours. They're government children. New Nevada vouchers put private school in reach of all, they claim. I say it's the control of education by the government. Pretty soon they'll get homeschoolers and everybody and their dog on the dole. And that was Friday's broadcast. Think of what we covered on Friday. Monday's broadcast yesterday, our guest on James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, we talked about the Confederate flag setting off a debate in the GOP 2016 elections. All the candidates basically not wanting to down the flag, but at the same time trying to distance themselves from being racist. Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee in 2012, goes ballistic. He called for the immediate removal of the Confederate battle flag flying outside the South Carolina State House. He called to take it down. So now is the governor, and I mean, it's going on. It's crazy. Campaign donations, they claim, linked to white supremacist Earl Holt III. That's the New York Times. The New York Times, USA Today, everybody writing about Earl today. The tragedy here is we had Earl's statement on, and the mainstream press is lying about the statement. The statement was first broke, by the way, anywhere. It was first broke on the Political Cesspool radio program. That's why we had our buddy James Edwards on. We syndicate that show. Are we going to back away from it? No. Earl released his statement on that program on Saturday night first to Liberty News Radio and the Political Cesspool radio program. Right now, why do I say that? Because we played the statement directly from Earl's own mouth. And the mainstream press lies about that statement, folks. They also lie about the intent of the Council for Conservative Citizens. Earl Holt happens to be the president. They lied, though. They said they basically make you believe it's a violent group like the KKK. It's a lie, folks. It isn't true at all. But again, the Southern Poverty Law Center in bed with your federal government to lie and call everybody a hate group. The biggest hate group on the planet is the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well-known talk host Andrew Clarkson. He's a well-known talk show host. It's Andrew Clark Sr. is his name. He was a well-known talk show host in Memphis, Tennessee. He's a black gentleman. But he comes on the radio and backs James Edwards and backs Earl Holtz and others and says, hey, you guys are right. Don't let them play the race card and marginalize you people. Don't let them do it. We're all Americans. And boy, do I agree with Mr. Clarkson or Clark Sr. He goes by Andrew Clark Sr., Andrew Clarkson, it just depends. He's a radio talk show host. But anyway, very articulate, black gentleman. I agree with him completely, by the way. And so did James Edwards. Are there any black supremacists, I wonder? Is Barack Obama a black supremacist? Hey, if you're on the Supreme Court, are you a black supremacist? Just wondering. Are we ever going to talk about what drugs the shooter was on? Are we ever going to realize that it's the drugs in combination with a godless upbringing that caused this problem, folks? That was hour one yesterday. Hour two, Senator Ted Cruz and others are now returning donations from the head of group linked to the, they say, Charleston shooting. The group's not linked to the shooting in any way, folks. He was not a member. They didn't know who he was. This is a link made by the psychotic, evil, deceptive mainstream press. Okay? Listener TZ says, Sam, I got an issue on bringing up Martin Luther King Jr. He died and he's not able to defend himself. What say you? And I brought up, I said, you know what? I agree. You know what? TC's got some valid points. We've got to be careful to talk about issues and not people. But when people are that bad, how do you prevent it? How do you not talk about it? Okay, he had communist money. He preached peace, but wherever he went, violence erupted. I'm going to respond and say, by their fruits shall you know them. He was known as a womanizer, very abusive to women all over the place. However, TZ says we all ought to be Christian, and we ought to give people the chance to repent and change. And I think that TZ's absolutely right. Family Search announces a project to index 4 million records on freed slaves. That's a great way for people to get more of their history. Good for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and others involved in the project. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. That's a recap of Friday's and Monday's broadcasts. And man, do we cover a lot of news, that's for sure, on the radio. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. All right, hopefully we can get Kirk. Well, there you go, buddy. Come on.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Sometimes the morning time, I'm wondering if Kurt's really awake or not, you know?
That little button to push is just a little tricky occasionally, you know, when I'm searching for it and moving it over.
Just so you know, if you hit all M, it'll instantly happen, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, it'll happen every time.
Be able to reach that computer. you know.
Oh, that's a problem. So you got to put the computer
new. I got the one computer, you know, for the news and stuff over to the left, you know, with the big screen. Then I got the other computer to the right, and that computer's, you know, basically the only thing I can really reach on it from where I am is the mouse.
I'm going to buy Kurt a long keyboard cord for his birthday. How's that?
Well, yeah, but the thing is it's a laptop, you know what I mean?
Yeah, laptops can plug in USB keyboards, Kurt.
That's right. Good point.
Awesome opportunity. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Barack runs around and calls everybody a racist. The Justice Department runs around and calls everybody a racist. The Missouri government with the MIAC report runs around and calls everybody racist. And they just run around and they use this race word everywhere. And I mean, if I say things like, hey, man, you know what? There's black on black crime. Then they say, whoa, you're a racist. Never mind the facts. They don't care about any facts or anything else. Well, if anybody uses the N-word, Kurt, they get flat out fired. Okay. I mean,
that's right.
What did Martha Stewart have a problem with, Kurt? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember for sure.
Yeah, Kurt looked that up.
She was in prison.
Yeah, you know? She had a big old scandal. But then I think she used some tart language or whatever. And different people have over the years. And we don't endorse that tart language at all, folks.
That works.
Okay, we don't endorse that language. We don't accept that at all. However, why do we have this double standard? Okay? This double standard is beyond imagination. Now, Barack flat out went on a podcast, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, when we're talking about the media, Barack went on a podcast of all media outlets, okay? You know, podcast is like new media, right?
Yeah.
He knows full well that's how he can, quote, control his message and everything else. But when he went on the podcast, you want to know what the podcast is called, Kurt?
Probably some, I think I saw a headline about that.
All right.
Some
you know
word
what it's called?
You're not supposed to say.
Well, no, the podcast words are fine. It's only three letters, Kurt.
Oh.
WTF, man.
Oh.
All right, so Barack Obama went on the WTF podcast with a guy by the name of Mark Maron, okay? Now, you know what WTF stands for, Kurt?
Well, it's not what the flip, right?
That's right. It's what the blank, what the F word podcast. Now, the president of the United States, of all the media outlets he can go on, he goes on what the blank podcast.
Yeah, good point.
All right, I mean, what's he doing? All right, but then he gets on the what the blank, and it almost makes us want to say that, right? When we hear what Barack said on there. Racist Obama uses N-word on the WTF podcast, folks. He really did. Barack Obama uses the N-word on the what the blank podcast. Now, what the blank, right, Kurt? What the heck's going on around here? Now, I only use that to demonstrate what's going on. Now, the mainstream press, if it were you or me or anybody else, that'd say, see, Sam's an absolute racist. The headline would say, Sam, racist Sam uses N-word, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Or, you know, Sam shows his racist tendencies, N-word slips out, whatever. Okay, they don't say that with Barack. Did you see the headlines for this, Kurt?
Oh, it's like he's you know, kind of coming out of his shell or something. I don't remember the headlines for sure.
Yeah, and the headlines are all
that's
polite.
That's how they treat him. Well, he's a black guy, Sam.
No, he's not.
Even though he's half white and half black.
He's not a black guy, Kurt.
They're going to, oh, what is he?
Well, he's not any more black than he is white.
Yeah, good point.
I would say, well, we don't know what he is because we don't even know if he's an American, Kurt.
Yeah.
So I can't really say he's an American because I'm not even sure.
Good point.
All right, now. The headlines would be all over this if it was anybody else. But when it's Barack, the headlines are like, Barack inadvertently uses not so nice of language or whatever you want to say. Barack falls into a trap, or Barack mistakenly says, or Barack, here's what he actually said. Okay, let's just hear the soundbite so we can make this very clear. The only time, by the way, the N-word is going to be used on the air at Liberty News Radio is when the President of the United States calls us a racist and he says it. Listen up.
The legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination in almost every institution of our lives, you know, that casts a long shadow. And that's still part of our DNA. That's passed on. We're not cured of it.
Racism.
We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
There you have it, Kurt.
So if we say nigger, then
we're okay. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
Okay. It's not whether you say the N-word in public, Kurt. That's not the measure of racism. So I would like to talk to Barack one-on-one. Now, he can't say, well, Sam, you're a nobody. You don't count. Because we're not just a podcaster, Kurt. We're much more than just a podcaster. Although we have a podcast, it's just not called What the Blank. Okay? Now, what constitutes a racist? See, and that's the real discussion we have to have in America. I mean, the N-word's not just the issue, Kurt. You can say that and still not be a racist if you're Barack. Right? Now, we remember that one lady, that one girl that was Trayvon Martin's girlfriend or whoever, whatever. She said you're allowed to say, not with an R on the end, but with an A on the end. Right? And it means two different things and stuff like that. And now Barack can use this on the air. But, Kurt, why aren't people calling for the firing or the impeachment of Barack Obama over this? Of all the crimes that he's committed, he comes on, says the N-word. How come no one even, they're not even talking about it, Kurt? Are they?
Well, it's once again, Sam, certain people get passes for doing whatever they want. You know, whether it's Bill Clinton and his time in the White House, Barack can do whatever he wants. You and I, hey, on the other hand, man, I'll tell you what, the hammer comes down hard, you know, if somebody, you know, missteps, if you will. You know, freedom of speech doesn't work the same for those of us.
All right, so here's the headline for the mainstream press about Barack going on this podcast, the What the Blank, What the F-Word podcast, and using the word, the N-word. Here's what they say about it. Headline from Yahoo News. Kurt, you ready? Yeah. Obama, in first presidential podcast, says U.S. is not cured of racism. Yeah?
That's pretty soft little headline, you know, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, I have a problem with this whole thing. I don't see any other focus on it. Now, Kurt, here's what I want you to do. I want you to type in Obama N-word into Google. And I want to see what news sites are reporting this versus which ones are not. And in my opinion, if you want a simple litmus test that will give you an idea which organizations you ought to pay attention to who are reporting the true news, that'll tell you. Because listen, folks, I'm telling you right now, the president using the N-word, is that news? When racism seems to be the only topic we can talk about in America today? Now, don't get me wrong, it's not the only topic. I'm making a point,
though.
I
see it on a few.
All right. We'll talk about
under
it.
Obama uses N-word.
Get a list. Just be ready just to hammer down the list real quick. It's interesting who's talking about it, who's not. And what they say about it is also quite telling. They dismiss the president in the mainstream press. I think we ought to take off the gloves and call for his impeachment. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So the Barack Hussein used the N-word publicly, folks, on What the Blank, the F-word podcast. It's just amazing what we've melted down to in America. But at least Barack understands the new media takes center stage. He ignored the whole mainstream press. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about the news services that are willing to report. If the president uses the N-word on this politically charged racist era in which he created, look, America didn't have this race stuff just bubbling at the top with violence everywhere before Barack became president. This half-white, half-black man is out of control. He's out of control because he doesn't believe in just standing as Americans with solidarity about peace and prosperity for all. He divides and conquers. We don't even know if he's an American. All right. Now, Kurt, what are the news services that are willing to report the details? And then if they are willing to report it, we got to kind of decide how they deliver it. Should Barack be impeached over this? Now, you could say, well, no, that's not as big of an offense or anything. It should, of course not, Sam. Come on. Isn't that how the mainstream press and the president and the White House has demonized anybody else who's made that mistake and used that word? I'm not endorsing using the word, folks. What I'm telling you is Barack and the mainstream left, or whatever you want to call them, have really gone after, for the longest time, anybody who does that, and they get fired. But Barack, no problem. All right, who are the news organizations, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least I'm just going down the list. When I enter in Obama uses N-word on Google, I've got NBCnews.com. You know, when I read the story, by the way, they didn't say, you know, they put the first letter of, you know, nigger, and then they put the last letter, and they put little dots there. But the president himself can say the word, and it's just fine, you know.
Now, I got a question. Why is it better to put dots there, though, Kurt?
Well, I don't know.
Now, if you're going to quote the president, you can't put dots, because he didn't go N, dot, dot, R, or anything.
Yeah. Anyway, then you see BBC News. You've got Raw Story. Then you've got TheBlaze.com, CNN.com, you know, Politico.com, BusinessInsider.com. There's ABCNews.go.com, HuffingtonPost.com. Now the CBSNews.com. So you USA Today, you know, TheGuardian.com. Anyway, that's the first page. Now, the thing I want to point out, though, it kind of looks like if you do this and you do that search that, hey, it's kind of everywhere. But in my opinion, only everywhere it is if you really search for it. You're really not going to see it on the headlines, not the first story. They'll report it. The reason that you can find it on your computer is because you entered it in. But if you go simply to those sources, I guarantee you it's not going to be the first thing. First thing is going to be what you were talking about with, like, Earl Holt and others. And, hey, like, for example, one of the main things that Barack talked about, you know, that Barack Hussein Obama talked about in it, was that he was ticked off when Congress, when there were 20, he says, six-year-olds that are gunned down. You remember, what was it, Connecticut or whatever? He says, and Congress literally does nothing. He's, you know, in my opinion, what Congress almost did was take away more of our rights because somebody illegally, you know, went against laws that were already there and did something, and, you know, they at least kept their heads, if you will. Yet that's what happens so many times. They want to take a good crisis and take away more of our rights simply because that's why they get these crises.
Now, there's a guy by the name of Josh Ernest Kurt who happens to be Obama's press secretary, and he was asked. White House press secretary Josh Ernest was grilled, they say, on Monday after President Barack Obama used the N-word. And I want to follow up on something a lot of people have been talking about, et cetera. Now, was that a major press conference, Kurt? I mean, were all the news people covering this so-called coverage, so-called grilling of the White House press secretary? See, I don't think so. In fact, I think you got to dig a little bit to even find out that Barack used the N-word. And when you dig a little bit, most of the stories written about it put it in kind of a dismissive tone. So the whole discussion at this, quote, press club, you know, or press, where they grilled the press secretary, Josh Ernest, they asked him questions like, hey, what are parents going to do when they've tried to get their kids not to use the N-word and now they hear the president using it? And Josh said, I don't really know. And then they said, why don't you get out the president and let's find out. And then, well, why don't you ask him yourself at a later date? And that's all they really talked about, Kurt. They didn't really drill into it. They didn't say, hey, we call for the firing of the president over this. How many people in the news have been fired or in celebrities or whatever you want to say important because they've used the N-word or because they've used some kind of a racist or racial slur of some kind, Kurt? Right?
Yep, good point, Sam.
And so I just find that very fascinating. Now, here's the next question, Kurt. Can we joke about race?
Well, it sure seems like in a land of freedom of speech that we should be able to. Good point. Yeah.
Okay. That's the problem. Now, I think we should be able to joke about race. And I think there's a fine line where it's appropriate and where it's not. I don't know about you, Kurt, but I think that it does have merit to joke a little bit about race. Okay, and I'm going to use the Italians as an example, Kurt. Okay? Now, I don't know what color you want to call the Italians. Do you want to help me with that?
Yeah, that's a little
help
difficult.
Help me, Kurt. Come on, man. Are they black?
I pretty much just like to talk about the Italian food, you know.
No,
I
mean, come on, Kurt. You got to put race into it, dude. You got to divide. Don't you get it? Come on. How's America going to stand if you just destroy everybody's faith in everybody else? Come on. Uh-huh. By the way, Italian food's phenomenal. Anyway, what color are the Italians, Kurt? You can't even really answer that, can you?
No.
Well, they're not white, are they?
Well, they're as white as you, Sam, a lot of times. You know.
But, you know, they're Italian, Kurt.
Yeah.
Then you got to say, well, Sam, what are you? I'm trying to get at something important. However, the Italians have a unique culture, don't they, Kurt? This is what I'm really getting at. Okay, what's the culture of Italian? Republicans, Kurt?
Well, I mean, you know, I suppose some of them are quite different than others.
Oh, no, Kurt.
All the same.
No, they're all the same, buddy.
Yeah.
You got to just morph them into the same and mock them, Kurt. Now, the Italians are known for the mafia, Kurt, like the Sicilian mafia and such like that, Kurt. Now, there was an event. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Hero Sam's Channel, Kurt.
Hero Sam's Channel.
Yeah, it's like video, dude. It's like new media stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Anyway, on the Hero Sam's Channel, they had a comedian on there, dude, who did a great job, who, I don't know if you want to say mocked Italians or gave Italians credit. You can decide. I'm going to play the clip because it's actually absolutely funny. What if an Italian were president was the idea? Listen up.
Run the country. I think we should have an Italian president from New Jersey running the country from now on. Maybe Mike Marino. Let me think about it.
Mike
we
Marino.
Had an Italian president running the country right now. This war in Afghanistan be over. You wouldn't know how, but it'd be over. And then they'd ask the president, how'd you end the war, Mr. President? He'd be like, don't worry about it. You just go enjoy the gas prices at 32 cents a gallon now, okay?
That's all taken care of.
Think about it. When Bin Laden first made us mad, what did our president do? He sent over the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps. Everybody went to find one guy. An Italian president? No. Two Italians from Jersey be back in 24 hours. They'd have found Bin Laden. They'd have walked right into his cave like it was a hit. Osama! How you doing? Pull up a rock. I want to talk to you about something. I'm already upset with you. I had to get up early. You know how far you live from New Jersey? I tell you what, sit still. Here's what we're going to do for you, Ben. Hey, Vinny. Hit him with the bat. Is he dead? Good. War's over. Steal the rugs. Let's get out of here.
There you have it. Are you allowed to do that, Kurt?
Well, I mean, you know, in that case, you know, I think they are. But like you say, certain things, freedom of speech only goes so far.
Now, am I a racist for playing that? But Barack can bust out the N-word on the what the blank, the F-word podcast, and he's cool and I'm not? Let's talk about racism a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Barack wants to tell you that racism is not over. Why not? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I got a question. Why is racism not over in America? And will it ever be over? You have an answer for that, Kirk Cosby?
In my opinion, one of the main answers would be the folks like the media, like the president, like those who want to use it for a tool, they basically like to stir it up simply because it serves their ends. The reason it serves their ends, for example, the media loves they like to follow the phrase, if it bleeds, it leads. Or in other words, if it's tragic, dangerous, scary, then that's what would be the first main story. Well, when you've got somebody that's a shooter, there's blood, et cetera, death. Hey, they love a story like that. It gets people more, watching, paying attention to the news. And then, of course, their advertisers are happy because the advertisers get play. But the president, for example, he gets, his support, if you will, in many ways from things that, they like that. They like that stirred up situation. Imagine if he were to take the other role and kind of promote the whole idea of the Prince of Peace and suggest that we should get along and we, in America, he'd point out the good things that are happening, how, plenty of people of different colors live together and enjoy each other and help each other. If he were to take that kind of, I guess you could say approach, just think of the difference that we would have.
Well, it's a valid point. I think you're right. They try to stir it up. They always put race at the front or in center of everything. And they want to use government or leadership, if you will, to decide what racism is or is not, Kurt. And you got a great story. Who's Hal Berry, Kurt? Or Haley Berry?
Her name is Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
She's a famous actress. Now, I couldn't really tell you everything about her. I just know that, she's been in movies, et cetera. And so this thing called Essence.com is reporting. And now, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to Hollywood, I'm really out of the loop. I could tell you the main actor.
And don't worry about that. We know you're out of the loop already.
Is John Wayne.
What you got to do is study these people, though, Kurt.
But anyway, Halle Berry, she's really, dealing with some tough stuff, Sam. And, she, by the way, she's a French-Canadian,
racist
model. Her boyfriend is a French-Canadian model.
Oh.
And this boyfriend and she, they got together and they, created a baby. And this little baby's name is Nahla, N-A-H-L-A. And now what happens is they don't the parents don't live together anymore, and so you've got this whole legal custody kind of deal going on back and forth. The boyfriend now gets 16 grand a month in child support from Hallie, and is going to get that till the baby is 19 years old or until she graduates from high school. Now, what the big hullabaloo is, ladies and gentlemen, is they've got some tough deals to deal with here, Sam, because this white guy that she got involved with and made this baby with.
Wait a minute, what color is she?
Well, she's apparently, a little on the darker side.
What do you mean, French Canadian? They're not white, Kurt?
Well, he's the French Canadian.
Oh, he's the white guy. What is she?
Well, she apparently, identifies.
No, Kurt, come on.
Well, in her picture, Sam, you could call her, at least Barack, if not, some tanned white woman. But because she certainly has kind of straightened hair, in it. She doesn't have the little curly hair like that one lady from, what was her name, Doliesel, lately that was trying to identify as black had. But this case, these two are, having troubles. And so they had to go to court. You know what the court case was about, Sam?
From your description, probably curly hair, Kurt.
Yeah, because the guy wanted the little kid to have her hair kind of straightened out. And the mom says, Halle Berry says, hey, I want her hair to be curly. And so, more of a
well, don't you know this French Canadian white dude is a racist because he wants to straighten her hair? Don't you get that, Kurt?
Well, that's the whole point here, as far as I can see. And that's why you got to go to court. And then there's 1,574 comments to this story. For example, one woman, at least it's a little ways down there. She says, black people need to check themselves and understand she is this child's mom, not this child's dad, but, this child's, has a father too. She forgets about that. But she says, we help the white court say as parents, so it's a white court, Sam. It's always...
You're darn right. Now, how many white people are on the Supreme Court compared to black people? See, that's a serious problem too, buddy.
Well, they're working on that as far as I know.
Yes, sir.
They got the women thing going on, and pretty soon you'll have to make sure you have everybody equally represented. Bottom line is this writer said, hey, tell Sandra Bullock how to rear her son of color, why don't you? Bottom line is, racism, it gets promoted and pushed.
But here's the bottom line. Everything has to do with racism. And they stir it up and they create every controversy under the sun. A white woman masquerading as a black woman. A white dad that wants to go ahead and straighten his daughter's hair. He must be ashamed of her. Quote, not pure white. He must be like a supremacist of some kind. Now we got to talk about the white Supreme Court. It's been a white, abusive, hostile institution forever. You got white cops running around hurting everybody and destroying everything and everybody. And it goes on and on. And I submit to you that they want to decide what a racist idea is. For example, let me give you an example, Kurt. Let's say that you don't want your daughter to marry, say, a black guy because he's black. Let's just say that you have that view. Now, are you a racist, Kurt?
Well, of course you are, Sam, in that case.
Now, what if you're a black guy that doesn't want your black daughter to marry a white guy?
Oh, well, then it's okay.
It's okay.
Sam.
See, and so what they're doing is they're using this to divide everyone, ladies and gentlemen. I reject the whole racist narrative altogether. And I say that, look, we don't have a lot of racial problems in most places. You know what? There are in certain places, certain neighborhoods where people are very poor and where people have been on the government dole for so long, they believe in this hand me or give me attitude, hand out, give me attitude or whatever. But for the most part, people don't believe in that, Kurt. People aren't racist. I have black friends. They have white friends. Most of us get along quite well. Ask David A. Clark Jr. as one example. Ask, and there's several people to ask. Ask Mark Lloyd, or I'm sorry, Lloyd Marcus. Ask Lloyd Marcus is an example. Ask David A. Clark Jr. Ask this Andrew Clark Sr., talk show host. Ask the Black Avenger. Ask, and there's plenty of people to ask that say, you know what, this idea is bogus. And they're trying to divide and conquer America. And they've managed to derail almost every talk show, almost every news service into this race issue. Now we're going to take down the flag because, man, it's white people that have downtrodden the blacks. I mean, we can't even get away from Jim Crow still. Look, you ask the average American who Jim Crow even is, Kurt, and what the Jim Crow situation was about, and they don't even have a clue, buddy. The only reason Jim Crow's even talked about it is because Barack keeps bringing it up.
Well, it's a place you exercise, and they got these big black birds, you know what I mean?
No, I'm lost, totally lost.
That's not it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, that's my
Jim
chance.
Spelled different.
Jim Crow.
Now you're mocking black people about the gym and birds and stuff. What are you doing? Kurt, I can't believe.
Well, a crow is a black bird.
Kurt, it's guys, what? Isn't that a last name, Kurt?
I guess it is, but it's also a bird, you know.
Kurt is now mocking this horrible.
A mockingbird?
See, now Kurt is just won't let it go. See, he's a racist through and through. You just can't stop him no matter what you do.
By the way, just a little more insight for you on the Halle Berry thing.
Yeah.
She was divorced from a baseball player and a singer-songwriter. And then she has a daughter by a model, this guy, and a son by an actor. So she's really, you know, I mean, she's... but she
just
does have
in.
A white mother. And well, they call her Caucasian mother. And a, African-American father who divorced when she was like four. But
who probably has never been to Africa in his life and who probably has nothing to do with Africa at all. And it may be even debatable about his ancestry, right? Now, are you a European-American, Kurt? What are you?
I think so. I'm probably one of those evil guys.
All right. You're probably hanging out with guys like Earl Holt and stuff, aren't you, Kurt?
I would. I don't remember ever doing that. But
you did? You just don't realize it, buddy.
You know,
they got it documented in your dossier. You absolutely hung out with him. All right. Liberty Roundtable Live. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, if we fall for this racism stuff, you've gone off your rocker. Okay? Don't let it happen. Don't let them derail the discussion. Mr. Jim Clymer, I think he's a white attorney. He's joining us next hour. Liberty Roundtable Live.